Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
I think that in order for you to be successful, you've got to make sure you've got the back end. Doing the front end, a lot of people find themselves going out there doing deals and then not thinking about, well, what happens now?
Before we get into today's episode, I want to mention today's best ever partner and give you a free gift. And that partner is Fund That Flip, and they're going to be giving you a free deal analysis spreadsheet. You know who Fund That Flip is, don't you? Because you're a loyal Best Ever listener. They've been a sponsor on the show. Matt Rodak, the founder of Fund That Flip, has been on the podcast multiple times, giving us his insight on the online lending process. Fund That Flip provides fast, reliable funding for your house flip projects. They're an online platform, makes the application process entirely easy, and they've got a whole bunch of experts on their team who can help you get funding in 24 hours and close within as few as 7 days. And all of you Best Ever listeners, you're getting a free spreadsheet to help you analyze your projects. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. That's fundthatflip.com/best ever. And you'll get a free deal analysis tool. It'll help you provide a scope of work for your projects, create the scope of work, analyze the profitability of the project, or if it's not profitable, you need to know that too, and make a determination on the max purchase price. Super important. You can print out all the detailed reports, and that will help you get your deals funded faster. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. Get that free analysis tool, fundthatflip.com/best ever. Best Ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate podcast. And we don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. We only talk about the best advice that moves your real estate investing business forward. With us today, we have a investor and founder who is an active real estate broker and a former financial consultant. He's also the founder of Skylar 360. How you doing, Ron Sassoon?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Nice to have you on the show. Ron is based in Houston, Texas. He's got 13 years of experience in property management for commercial and residential properties. You can check out his company, Skylar360.com, which he'll get into in a second. So with that being said, Ron, you want to give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
So Skylar 360 is basically a way for us to get into the exciting world of artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is really going to be the next frontier for all of us, and Skylar is leading the way in that. What we do is we have an ecosystem, a complete platform for you to simply qualify your leads automatically. And not only will we qualify the leads automatically for you, but we will also take action and follow up. So it's a platform that allows scaled engagement. In other words, we can do this on multiple verticals. Like if a lead comes in from Facebook, if a lead comes in from LinkedIn, wherever the lead comes in, if it's a text message, if it's a phone call, we're able to engage that lead in a conversation, take action, and follow up.
Hmm. And when you say leads, are you referring to motivated sellers and buyers, or are you referring to more commercial real estate stuff or property management clients? What are you referring to?
All of the above, actually.
Who uses it primarily right now?
Right now, we've got brokers and agents on the system.
Okay. So they're looking for leads for potential new clients then?
No, here's an inherent problem. The more you advertise, the more you get your name out there, the more leads, or maybe let's use phone calls as an example, the more phone calls you're going to get. So let's say you're taking a class called the 7 Marketing Miracles. You know, there are many of those. And you do all the miracles. Well, suddenly, you're going to have a lot of people that you need to talk to. And we all know about the sales funnel, where not every phone call is relevant. And there's a lot of people that you need to vet out, people that are simply not ready or not qualified or whatever is the reason. The idea is to get to the relevant ones as quickly as possible. But you need to talk to all of them in order to find out who those people are. So what if I showed you a way for us to basically use a computer to speak to your leads, vet them out, and have you get involved at the right time with the right lead for the right reason?
Okay, so just so I'm clear, you said you have brokers and agents on the platform right now, and so they're not looking for customers. That's rather a qualification tool from their marketing, and it saves them time and helps them identify who are the right individuals to focus in on.
That's correct.
Okay. And ultimately, those agents and those brokers who are on your platform, their customer would be someone who's looking to buy a house or list their property, correct?
That's right.
Okay, cool. That's the primary use case right now.
Right now, that's the primary use case. So this would be, for example, a team working together, knowing who to talk to, about what to talk to, about what property to talk to, and when to talk to.
Got it. If I'm a lead coming in to the system, explain to me the interaction that I will come across with this artificial intelligence.
The idea is the first thing we do is we simply have a conversation with the lead. We try to find all the necessary basic information that the agent would do.
So am I talking to a robot, or is this online via messaging? What is it?
You're talking via messaging, whether it may be on Facebook, whether it may be on text. And the idea is to get a feel for the lead. Try to figure out, is he a seller? Is he a buyer? Is he an agent? Is he looking for property that is in the north side, the south side? Whatever may be your qualification journey, we're going to do that automatically for the agent. That's the first step.
Okay, just so I'm clear on that first step, I saw, let's say, Facebook ad. It directed me to a landing page where now I'm interacting with this artificial intelligence. And I've seen little chat boxes where you can chat with a little clip art looking person. Is that basically it, where I'm just messaging back and forth with someone who I know is not real, or do I not know that they're real?
Actually, it depends on the agent and what the agent wants to portray to the lead. If it's on a Facebook sort of chat, then Facebook mandates us to tell the agent that it is a bot. It's called a Facebook bot, short for, I guess, a robot. So that's mandated by Facebook. But Skylar lives the decision of whether or not to kind of tell the lead, if he's talking to the real agent or the bot, to the agent himself.
And there aren't questions that would be a red flag, like if they're asking me, I don't know, when am I looking to sell my house? And I say, I'm looking to sell my house next week. I'm also wondering a question about you. How long have you been in the business, and can you give me a couple referrals? Does the artificial intelligence already have those responses canned, or what happens if they don't know a response?
That's a great question. So two things happen. The first thing is that we immediately reach out to the agent for the agent to get involved. So Skyler says to the agent, I've got a lead that just asked me for a couple of referrals. What do you want me to tell her? We immediately message the agent. The agent then simply responds to the lead. But Skyler is in the back watching the answer. So let's use you as the agent, and the lead just asked you, can you give me a couple of referrals? Skyler will then reach out to Joe and say, Joe, what do you want to tell him? And you say, well, tell him to call Bob and Mary. Now, two things are going to happen. In real time, that lead is going to get the response, call Bob and Mary, and here are their phone numbers. But for the next time, Skyler has been trained. So when somebody says, can you give me a couple of referrals, Skyler's going to say, oh, I know what to do. Call Bob and Mary, and here are the phone numbers. Until you update those referral numbers.
Nice. That's what we would hope it would do. That's for sure. That's a good thing. Are you making money on this yet?
That's a funny question. Yes, we are making money on it.
And how do you make money?
It's a question that there is so much investment
mm-hmm.
a system like this, and so much thought and so much effort that goes into something like this, that question reduces it to a binary, okay, yes or no. And it is a journey to grow the system properly and to eventually make money. But more important than making money is to create value for the agents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where our focus is on.
Agreed. Just to make sure I'm understanding, you said clearly there's a lot of upfront investment. So that has all been paid off from the profits, and now you're making money, or you're just making money on an annual basis and you've still got some initial investment that you put into the intelligence that needs to be paid off over time?
We are continuously investing into the platform, so it's a never ending journey for us from that perspective. We are pushing the edges of what AI can do. We are teaching the system to do crazy new things every day. So I don't think that we are at the point where we have finished investing. And that's going to be a while before, to your point, everything has been paid off. But we're not concerned about that. We're concerned more from, can we create value for the agent that is simply just value-driven decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our focus so far.
Makes sense. What is your best advice ever for real estate investors? I know you're an active real estate broker. You've got 13 years of experience in property management, so really interested in this.
I think that in order for you to be successful, you've got to make sure you've got the back end. Doing the front end, a lot of people find themselves going out there doing deals, whether it's an agent going out there to market, and then not thinking about, well, what happens now, right? So being from Houston, one of the major highways would be, I'm just giving you an example, but yep. It would be the 610. If I go out and I purchase a billboard on 610 with my phone number, well, have I thought about what happens now when I'm going to get 1,000 phone calls? How am I going to be able to support my marketing efforts? If I have street signs all over the place, well, now what? And those are the things that you need to think about in order to scale your business. Another point is the follow-up. How can you create automatic follow-ups that are also intelligent? And that is something that has only been possible by artificial intelligence. Here's an example. Joe, are you still looking for a $400,000 house? Now, in a sense, you can either say yes or no, but let's assume you say, no, I just won the lottery. Well, it doesn't make sense anymore for this whatever automated machine to send you $400,000 houses, because that's your drip campaign. We need to use machine learning to say, wait a minute, he just won the lottery. Let's sell him $1 million or $2 million penthouses on the fly. So let's stop the campaign that he's on and let's create a different campaign. And we can do that at scale for many leads. And then the last thing that I would say, making sure to take actions when they're relevant, not just bombard people. Try to really find the right lead at the right time with the right information. And I think that having the technology to support that is critical.
Do they make phone calls?
What do you mean?
As a follow-up, for example. If it's part of the follow-up process and you have Skyler 360 follow up with a lead, does it have to be messaging or can they actually call and have a conversation?
They can have both. It's an extremely versatile platform. So it just depends on what the agent wants and how he wants Skyler to work for him. Ultimately, it's what the agent wants to do with the platform. Extremely flexible.
What does the voice sound like if it calls me?
You're saying, like, is it a telemarketing machine? In other words,
yeah, can it make a phone call and call the leads?
If from that perspective, then it could just make phone calls and play an MP3 file if that's what you wanted to.
Oh, okay. So it's not going to have a conversation with the lead. It will just call and have MP3 pre-recorded.
But those get into telemarketing laws and do not call lists. And you have to be very careful in how you use that aspect if that's what you wanted to do. The technology can support it, but you've got laws that would actually limit your usage of it or effective usage of it. We can do it, but you would essentially become a telemarketing machine. You have to understand exactly how you want to use it. Is it a list or is it leads that you know, or are you buying lists of leads and then you're in the gray area there? So you just have to be careful with that. That's really not the main usage of it. We don't want to get people in trouble or for the FCC. You have to be careful of those laws.
Okay. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sounds good to me.
All right. First, before we do that, a quick word from our best ever partners. Remember to get your free deal analysis tool for your flips at fundthatflip.com/best ever. That's fundthatflip.com/best ever. It will detail your scope of work, help you analyze if the project's profitable, and make a determination on the max purchase price. Fundthatflip.com/best ever. Are you ready to transition your investing from a hobby into a business that has consistent deal flow? The Investor Success Mastermind and Coaching Program can help you accelerate your growth. Find out more at InvestorSuccessMastermind.com. That's InvestorSuccessMastermind.com. All right, Ron, what's the best ever book you've read?
Best ever book I read? Start with why.
Best ever deal you've done?
Skyler 360.
Best ever way you like to give back?
I actually do work with children.
What do you teach?
We volunteer different schools and we work with students that have little startups and we try to give them back from our own experience of our own journey and sharing our story, I guess.
And what is the biggest mistake you've made in business?
I don't think I have a complete crushing mistake yet, but definitely choosing the right partners is absolutely critical.
And how do you qualify your partners now?
More than a resume, it's got to be an intuitive fit.
And what's the best place the best ever listeners can reach you?
They can call our demo line at 713-322-7824.
Okay. And then you also check it out at Skyler360.com, right?
That's correct.
Well, Ron, thank you for being on the show and talking through your business model as well as Skyler 360's capabilities and use cases. And just overall talking about a topic that we have not talked about on this show before, which is probably one of the reasons why it's so exciting and why I'm sure keeping you up at night as you're focused on growing this thing. So thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Are you ready to transition your investing from a hobby into a business that has consistent deal flow? The Investor Success Mastermind and Coaching Program can help you accelerate your growth. Find out more at InvestorSuccessMastermind.com. That's InvestorSuccessMastermind.com.